WTAW News Time, 7:05, 68 degrees right now at the studios. Clouds to start off this morning. Eventually, though, the sun will peak out as we head toward a high in the lower 80s. The news brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need. Good morning. I'm Chase Murphy. What started as 8 candidates to become Bryan's next school superintendent has been narrowed to 2. School Board President Pat Shield says a second round of interviews is set for next week.
Their records.
Trustees reduced the field at Monday's board meeting during executive session. There's a proposed settlement between the city of College Station and the Houston realtor that sued after Walmart was blocked from building a new store at Highway 6 and Rock Prairie Road. City Council expects to act Thursday on a deal paying Weingarten Realty $1.6 million. Mayor Nancy Berry says in the end, the city and its citizens are the winners. Berry says Weingarten first sought $10 million. She credits new city manager David Neely with the lowered settlement. Berry says the city and Weingarten each spent about $2 million in legal fees. The city's current legal staff proposed the settlement instead of spending millions on depositions, a trial, and appeals. Weingarten eventually sold the land to Scott and White, which breaks ground next week on its new hospital. Tonight is the first of 2 public hearings by the College Station City Council regarding the proposed annexation of Welborn. Councilman John Crompton, who supports annexation, says the long-term costs of not annexing would be huge, even when considering the expense of extending sewage service. Tonight's public hearing starts at 6 at the Welborn Community Center. Bryan police continue to investigate unrelated incidents where a motorcyclist was killed and a 16-month-old baby was run over. Officer John Agnew says a College Station man died early Friday morning when his motorcycle left the northbound freeway service road approaching Tabor Road.
Here's a scene.
43-year-old Ernest Box was killed. He was not wearing a helmet. On Friday night, Bryan police responded to a disturbance on Martin Luther King Jr. Drive near Military involving at least 20 people. Agnew says there was only one injury. That 16-month-old was taken to a Houston hospital for treatment. Arrested and still in jail are Princess Walker, who was arrested on her 21st birthday, and her mother, 39-year-old Vanessa Walker. Those who are on the front lines when an Amber Alert is issued are training locally this week. College Station Police Lieutenant Chuck Flieger is president of the Brazos Valley Amber Alert Network. Instructors from around the nation are training more than 60 area law enforcement officers for 3 days at the A&M Riverside campus. And students entering College Station High School in the fall of 2012 voted Monday on the finalists for a mascot and colors. The mascot choices were cougars and lions, and the color combinations were black and red and black and purple. Principal Mike Martindale complimented the students for their attitude in making the historic decisions. Final results will be revealed at tonight's College Station School Board meeting. WTAW News Time is 7:11, 68 degrees right now. This look at news brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. More news coming up about 7:30 or 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW. A currency bill that is now going to go to the House. This passed pretty overwhelmingly, almost 2/3 to 1/3, 63-35 in the Senate. That's going to at least consider, or at least possibly look at putting tariffs on goods coming in from China, or increased tariffs coming in from China. Your read on that and what it means when it goes to the House.
Well, first of all, increased tariffs on trade are bad, because what you wind up with is less trade and lower economic activity, and that's not what we need in the United States today.